Let's pray together. Our Holy Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we laud and praise thee above all that there is or ever can be. We stand in complete awe at who thou art and what thou hast done. We're thankful that you've created us. We're thankful that we can call thee our Father and that we have this privilege of prayer. We're thankful for the great love, compassion, mercy, and grace that sent one of thy own to this earth to die for us, to literally serve our sentence of death for us, to bring propitiation for our sins, carry our sins to the cross, and wash them away in his precious blood. We're so thankful for that, Father, and for what thou hast done in preparation for us after this life is over and this earth is gone. We seek first of all for an eternal home with thee, and we pray that we'll live our lives on this earth in such a way that thou will be pleased to accept us into that realm at the judgment. We're thankful, Father, for the church, for the fact that it's been established and for its benefit to us and for the contributions we can make within it. We're thankful for the spiritual blessings that are provided for us in the body of Christ. We're thankful for the body of Christ that meets here at this place, for the love that we have for one another and for the great love that we have for thee, thy word, and the truth. And we pray, Father, that all these things will grow and strengthen as we live further in this life. Father, we pray for those of our number who are in need, special need of thy strength and blessings, whether it be for illness or some other special thing. Wilt thou bless them and help us to render aid to them as we have opportunity. Be with us as we further worship thee here in this assembly this morning. We pray that we'll worship in spirit and in truth, and that when it's over, thou will be very well pleased with it, and that we'll be strengthened. Help us to sing with the spirit and with the understanding, to always pray with the spirit and the understanding, and to teach only thy truth. We realize, Father, that we're weak and sinful before thee, and we confess unto thee our sin and sinfulness. Repent of those things and ask thy forgiveness. May we stand pure before thee as we go from this place. Bless us now as we worship thee further. Own us and crown us in heaven one day, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. Our first song will be number 578. 578 will be the song before the Lord's Supper.
No, so me on a hill far away. Stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
267. Know me so, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let His little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine, make it pure and wholly Thine. Thou hast bled and died for me. I will henceforth live for Thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. In the book, please turn to song number 174. 174 will be our next song. As was announced, today being the last Sunday of the month, the second service is the time the elders have set forth to be a singing service opportunity to sing songs we may not get to very often, maybe a theme. This month, I have tried to, and all the songs we're going to sing today are songs that were requested. I've put a song list, request list out in the lobby all this month, and all the songs we're singing are taken from that list. If we sang all of them on the list, we'd be here till 2 or 3. So that we have lots of good requests, and I apologize for not being able to get to all of them. 174 kind of has a special significance for me. When I was learning to lead singing early in school, this was, I guess, my favorite song, and I really enjoyed singing it. I was happy to see it on the list, and that's no accident that it's one that I picked for me to lead instead of the others. Today, Trevor, Jeff, and Pat have agreed to help me lead some songs also. I'm not going to be leading all of them, but I remembered in this, it called to mind, we had I think the first Wednesday of every month where I grew up was, we had a singing service. And time again, when it was my turn to get up and lead a song, guess what one I led? And I don't ever want to sing my favorite song enough that other people see me get up and go, oh, here we go. So all of the other songs that we have, that we're singing today, not only were they on the request list, but they were songs that we have not sang this month. Between our big book and our supplement, there are over 850 songs. And I have been in a couple of places where I led basically as the only song leader for some time. And I have to admit, I kind of lost the ability to remember when I had led a song or not, because I was leading often and common. I would be in the middle of singing a song sometimes, and I'd go, I just led this last week. I'm singing the same song. And I would thumb through the songbook and find when I was making my list and not realize that. And it got to a point where I had to take a pencil and write the date I sang that song by it. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to sing a song that may be my favorite to the point that it makes others not be able to glorify and sing a song with all of their heart. I look back just over the last month, we have had several songs that we have sang back-to-back Sundays, sometimes for the same thing, and I don't want to be able to do that. I'll tell a story on myself. I think regular song leaders like me keep a song list in their pocket, in their Bible, in the back of their songbook, in case an emergency comes up and they need to lead quick. There was one instance I did that, and I walked in a minute before church, and the song leader wasn't there, so I just grabbed my list and went to the front, and we led. We started singing. We started our service. We offered the Lord's Supper in the middle of the service on a Sunday night, and I sat down, and when the men stood up to offer the Lord's Supper, I looked at the next song, and it just wasn't one I felt like leading then. So I was looking to find another one, and no one was taking the Lord's Supper, so the men were sitting down. So I hurried. I rushed, and I grabbed another song, and I stood up, and I announced the song. Some people kind of looked around, and we started singing the song. We were in the middle of the first verse before I realized I led this song right before the Lord's Supper. So I said that led the same song twice in one service, and I'm willing to bet no one here has done that. So I'm telling the story on myself. But there's so many fantastic songs that are written, and I need to make sure that I lead songs for the message that is there and the glory we can give God in our worship. Not because it's my favorite, although some of my favorite songs have wonderful messages to them. So all the songs we are leading today have been requested, but they have not been sung this month that I'm aware of. So just a thought. And to that point, I hope I have a different conversation with each of you every time I talk to you. I hope I don't have the same conversation. How's the wife? How's the kids? How's the job? How's the weather? I hope I don't do that. Can you imagine if when it's time to worship, God hears us sing the same song again and again and again? I hope we don't offer the same prayer with the same words every time, but we think about what we're thankful for. We think about what we should worship, be worshiping, and hopefully that's what we do today and every time. But that these songs are all picked with that in mind. Trevor will, I'll lead this song, then I'll ask Trevor to lead his songs, then Jeff, then Pat, and I'll come up and lead a song or two before Kyle gives an invitation. Number 174, we'll sing the first and last verse. Know me so low in the grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep his prey. Jesus, my Savior, he tore the bars away. Jesus, my Lord, up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
Six four. He gave me a song.
Oh me, he took my burdens all away up to a brighter day. He gave me a song. He gave me a song. A wonderful song I now can sing. In my heart joy bells ring. He gave me a song. A wonderful song.
He gave me a song.
To sing about.
He lifted me
from sin and doubt. Oh, praise his name. He is my King. A wonderful song. No more to die, never to say goodbye. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. And some of these days in that fair land, sing with a chorus grand. He gave me a song, a wonderful song.
He gave me a song
to sing about. He lifted me
from sin and doubt.
Oh, praise his name.
403, above the bright blue. Again, we'll sing the first and third verses.
There's a beautiful place called heaven. It is hidden above the bright blue, where the good who from earth ties or riven live in love and eternity through. Above the bright blue, the beautiful blue, Jesus is waiting for me and for you. Heaven is there, not far from our side. Beautiful city of light. We know not when he shall call us, whether soon the glad summons shall be. But we know when we pass o'er the river, the glory of Jesus we'll see. Above the bright blue, the beautiful blue, Jesus is waiting for me and for you. Heaven is there, far from our side, beautiful city of light.
My last song is number 97 in the supplement, Servant Song.
Make me a servant just like your son, for he was a servant. Please make me one. Make me a servant. Do what you must do to make me a servant. Make me like you. Make me a servant filled by your mind, and may all my labors shine with your light. Show me your footsteps and what I should do. For now and forever, make me like you.
Number 213, Here We Are But Straying Pilgrims. 213.
Here we are but straying pilgrims, here our path is often dim, but to cheer us on our journey still, we sing this wayside hymn. Yonder over the rolling river, shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes. Here our souls are often fearful of the pilgrim's lurking foe, but the Lord is our deliverer.
In the supplement, number 29, you were my all in all. Number 29.
when the roll is called up yonder, 522. And I believe we're doing first and third verses. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saved of it shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the song is Blessed Life, 675, if you got a book. We're going to sing all these verses. Blessed, blessed, blessed are we, whom God has blessed with mercy, comfort, and peace. When we have humbly sought his name to confess, hungered and sought his righteousness, and we are blessed, blessed, blessed are we, whom God has comfort and peace. We have humbly sought his name to confess, hungered and sought his righteousness, and we are blessed, blessed, blessed are we, whom God is blessed with mercy, comfort, and peace. When we have humbly sought his name to confess, hungered and sought his righteousness, and we are blessed, blessed, blessed are we, whom God is blessed with mercy, comfort, and peace. When we are humbly sought his name to confess, blessing his own blessedness. Blessed, blessed, blessed are we, when God is blessed, our mercy, comfort, and peace. When we have humbly sought his name to confess, hungered and sought his righteousness. Sorry about that, I got lost. Song number 73 in the supplement, High Above the Seraphim. High above the seraphim, sound of everlasting hymn, voices echo through the hall and shake the temple wall. Living creatures, bless the King. breathe prophecy.
I'll fly away, 436. See, first and second verses is what we'll sing here also.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to celestial shore.
Songs left is all. For time's sake, let's sing just the first verse of this, and then we'll go to our last song so that we don't run way over. Number 590, we'll sing the first verse. No soul, although I cannot see the way or life's tempestuous sea, I know that Jesus is my friend and that he'll pilot me. By his hand he'll pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. Six will be the next song. We'll sing the first, third, and fourth verses of this song. Do me so when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrow Song of invitation will be 227. 227.
If you have a Bible, if you would please turn to the book of Hebrews, and I'd like us to just very quickly look at a text in Hebrews chapter 2, and we're going to look at verses 14 and 15. Thank you, Blake, for putting together this song service. Thank you to the men that have led us in our period of worship. It's been a good day, all 3 hours that we've been together today. And we want any time that we come together to offer an opportunity for any who have yet to render their obedience to the gospel of Christ to do so. We started our song service today with a song that describes Jesus' conquest of the grave. And I want us to think about a statement that's made in Hebrews chapter 2 that talks about that. You know, I suspect that probably if we were to take a poll worldwide, what it is that people fear the most, if not at the top of that list, certainly high on that list, would be the fear of death. We recognize that that's something that's inevitable, but it's something that none of us can escape. I want you to notice, though, that in the same way that we sang about Jesus' conquest of death, the Hebrew writer talks to us about that and the relationship it has to us, or the benefit that it brings to us. Hebrews chapter 2, beginning in verse 14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. I recognize that Scripture often, when it speaks of death, will be talking about spiritual death. In the book of Romans, when it talks about the wages of sin is death, I think it is largely emphasizing that idea of spiritual death. In this passage, however, we notice that it makes reference to Jesus partaking of flesh and blood. It talks about that in relationship to his relationship to human beings. And then it describes this idea of destroying him who has the power of death. If we recognize what the Scripture teaches us, as a result of sin entering into the world, man has been deprived from access to the tree of life, that in the beginning it would have allowed the man to be able to continue on to live. And as a consequence of that, since we don't have access to that, we will die physically. We die spiritually when we sin. But notice in this passage, verse 15, it says, "And to release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." I don't know that we could describe it that people are afraid of death spiritually. Those that are spiritually dead often don't even recognize that and don't recognize in that condition that they need to be afraid of anything. I think what this is talking about is that fact that Jesus' conquest of death sets the stage for what one day will happen. There will be a resurrection of the just and the unjust. There will be a resurrection of the dead. In the same way that his bearing flesh and blood would result in his resurrection, the same way we will experience a resurrection. But Scripture will often speak of a resurrection of life or a resurrection of condemnation. If you're here this morning and you've never put your faith in Jesus as the Son of God, you too can look forward to a resurrection, but it is not going to be a resurrection unto eternal life. It will be a resurrection unto condemnation. Would you not now put away your old man of sin? Go through a burial now in the waters of baptism as you put your faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Confess that before men. Repent of sin that separates you from God. And then rise to walk in newness of life. You then can look forward to this release from the fear of death, this release from death as a child of God. And you can look forward to that resurrection unto eternal life. Won't you come while we stand and sing?
There is a
the praises of its King.